Blog Talk Radio.
To our two listeners out there, the two listeners basically are Sean Black and myself, because, you know, the rest of the world probably forgot about us, thanks to Sean Black. But in case you did forget about us, this is the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, still is your King of King himself, and now the new title of the head of the table. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Blankly Blank, a.k.a. the Hot Rod, a.k.a. the King of Kings, a.k.a. the head of the table. And on the phone line, I try to get rid of him, but he's still there. Even last night when he was at the VMA Awards, he still found a way to come back to me. His name is, what's your name?
It is Sean Black. It is Sean Black in the building once again. Good grief. I can tell it's been a little bit too long since you've been on the air, because you got like nine more associations and nicknames added to you. So it's going to be one of those days.
Unlike you, I don't have much of a massive ego. I just tell it like it is, because I am the main event. I'm just tired of the show. Well,
good grief.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into it. Like I said, thank you for tuning in to the Absolute Truth Show. And the number to call in is, you know what? It's been a long time. Let me look it up. 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Sean, after your wonderful summer break, are you back to tell like it is, to piss people off, and to especially kiss my black behind?
I'm ready to tell it like it is. The other stuff we can do without. I think that we can spare the people that are listening. What's left of the people that are listening, we can spare them that.
So from two listeners to that one listener, hi, Mom, who's listening to the show right now. Okay, before we get started, okay, this is going to be a little bit tough for me to say, but like we said before, we tell like it is, and we don't like to keep our listeners out in the dark right now. One of the reasons why we took the summer off, because, of course, Sean Black and I and other people, we all have plans and get things to do, but at the same time, in the beginning of July, I believe, we received horrible news, terrible news that to this day still struck to our heart. When we received the news of Lady T, our friend and partner and mentor, and she's like a sister to us, had passed away we still don't know the reason, but she had passed away over the summertime. Yeah, at a young age, and she left behind a very beautiful daughter. What I could say about Lady T is I knew her from high school for over 20 years. Yes, I know someone older than Sean Black. Go figure. But, Sean Black and I, we know each other for, 20 years. Well, actually, I know Lady T first, you know. And I'm not going to lie to you. When we first heard the news, and I didn't tell a lot of people, but when other people found out, people was calling me, you know, to find out what happened and the details and everything. And I respect that, but it sure helped both Lady T and I, because people call me like I lost my sister, which I did lose a sister. No, she was like a sister to me. I was like, wow, I didn't realize how close we were, you know, till that time. You know, Lady T and I, we talk about everything, and we all talk about everything, like a married couple, we were in a relationship, you know. And she gave us advice and insights on a lot of things over the 2 years, I believe, or 3 years she's been on the show, Sean Black. You know me, I can't remember anything.
Yes.
You know, she gave us a lot of insight on stuff. So, you know, so throughout tonight's show, and we will do on Wednesday night's show in honor and dedication of Lady T. And also, before I forget, Lady T was a teacher. She helped out a lot of kids through her time. She was like a mentor. And she always bring the topic of mental illness on this program. She's the one who opened up our eyes, especially on my part, how mental illness is a real disease that a lot of people, we've been aware of. Well, for me, Sean Black, that I'm talking for, I didn't realize how severe it is. Like, especially now with the pandemic, it seems like everyone is going through some type of mental craziness, you know. But she was on her way to write a book about this and other projects, but unfortunately was not completed. So, you know, as the saying goes, you don't ever know when's your last day. So tell the people that you love them, and live your life to the fullest. Lady T did that. You know, she lived her life to the fullest. She, like I said, she gave us a lot of insight on a lot of things. Had Lady T and I fight all the time? Of course. Come on. Like I said, she's like a sister to me. And as Sean Black always kiss her ass? Of course. Because that's what Sean Black do a lot. But I know she would want us to continue with the show because she loved the show. But she had listened to us the first time years ago, and she was hooked on us, you know. And I know this may sound like a joke, or not to sound conceited, Sean Black. She was shocked to see the knowledge I have about life and other things. She may not agree with me, because, you know, I always been considered as a joker or as a class clown. But when she heard us on the show, she's like, Sean Black, intelligent. Sound like, well, you know what he's doing. I'm like, yeah. But you, Hot Rod? Yes, you do know something. I'm like, yes, because I'm the Hot Rod, duh. But, and ever since then, I think from the podcast, we all grew to each other even more, you know. She's been to our events. We've been out together. And, of course, because of the pandemic, we have not seen each other ever since. Like, for the first time, I saw Sean Black maybe, 2 weeks ago in the outing since the pandemic?
Yeah.
You know, so. But in conclusion, I'd like to thank Lady T for all she has done, for not just to me, the podcast. She elevated this show to a whole different level than I expected. Even the other show, The Menu, with Brother Be a Big Red, they miss her a lot, and they talk about her. So we're going to continue with some topics later on, and Sean Black and I will make some reference, like, you know what Lady T was said? Blah, blah, blah. But Sean Black, take it away.
Yeah, everything was just draining. Everything to her was draining. That was one of the things, that was her favorite saying to say, especially when it was something that drove us all nuts, or drove her nuts in particular. But when it came to a lot of the topics that were there, she had a unique perspective, a very human perspective, coming from being a mother, being a teacher, having life experience, and bringing that knowledge and that fire, especially when it came to certain things that touched her. I got to know her before we started doing the show, probably about, I'd say, a month or so before she became a permanent part of our show. And I remember we all went to, I believe it was, we went to a restaurant in Brooklyn. We all hung out, we talked, we had lunch, and we just had a ball. We had regular talks. She had gone through some personal stuff that she had asked me advice about, and we hit it off and talked about it there, and she talked to you. She was a very kind person. She had a very good sense of humor. She was very warm, very personable. And the one thing that you could tell that she's going to be missed is because of, like I said before, she had a personal side to her that was a warmth and a delight that worked with the show and worked with everything that she did. And she's going to be missed not only on a show level. she's going to be missed on a personal level, on a friendship level. She's got lots of friends. Mm-hmm. She's got lots of family. And as we said before, yes. Tragic part about this, she has a beautiful young daughter who is probably missing her terribly. And that was one of the things that we probably needed the time to draw apart so that we can have a little bit of a kind of collect ourselves and figure out how we were going to talk about this to the people that listen to the show, because she did have her fans across, like you said, Brother B's show, The Menu, and across our show and in many other walks of life that she either competed in, that she brought to the table with her own personal life that she was doing. And we can say that this being our 7th year of doing the show, this is going to be one of those that's going to start off in a very kind of like a poignant way to dedicate this particular year, this particular season that we're doing with the Absolute Truth to her and everything that she brought to the show and what she was able to accomplish and do with us. And she is definitely going to be missed by all of us.
Okay. 31438, I see you. I will get to you in a couple of minutes. But first, let me get to Phil Fisher. Take it away.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight? What I remember, I think, you know, I was actually shocked when Hot Rod, you had sent me the text message about Lady T. I was like to myself, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. And you know, I think I remember when I started, you know, listening to the show. I think she had come up as a caller, and then I think the very next season you brought her in as, you know, as a host, and you know, to have, you know, and it just meshed. You guys, she just meshed. You know, in a way, you know, you had a female on the show. She was able to, you know, give her points of view. So it kind of went over very well. And it's like you said, she will be forever missed. And, you know, I've lost my mom due to COVID. You know, I feel bad for her daughter, you know. You know, I can understand what her daughter is going to be going through right now. And if her daughter's listening, it'll take time. I mean, things will get better, but it will take time.
Yes, indeed. And on that note, we have to continue and tell it like it is. And in honor of Lady T, because of a teacher, the first topic I want to talk about in New York City and to our listeners around the world, schools have started in many states in August, but in New York City, it started today. And not to tell too much of my story, but I told Sean Black earlier, my kids are in school. I forgot what grade they are already because, you know, I'm that type of father. But besides
good
that,
grief.
But something will change, you know. But besides that, they started school, and like I told Sean Black earlier, so it was a disaster. It was a mess. And at the same time, you have teachers who have, I heard, call out, either call out today, or put an early retirement because of the school mandates of vaccines. Before we get into the vaccines and all that stuff, and mandates, I want to talk about, and Liberty was here right now, she probably will have a fit. A lot of parents were nervous about sending the kids back to school. Yes, and for me personally, I had mixed reactions. Yes, I want my kids to go back to school to learn, but they were getting on my nerves. They had my wallet out. They drove me nuts, and I'm not a teacher. But at the same time, with everything that's happening, with the surge of COVID cases, with a different variant going on, with Sean Black breath sticking like crazy, the kids were not ready. The kids, I believe, they were not really ready to go back. But if they don't go back today or this time, when is the right time for the kids to go back? So, Sean Black, I'll start with you. Do you think, as an uncle, godfather, or basically if you were a parent, Do you think we send the kids to school too early?
Well, I remember just before the summer started, you had asked me this question. Did we as a society kind of start getting things open a little too early? And I remember back then I said yes, because there were still a lot of people that were not taking the vaccine. There were a lot of people that can't take the vaccine, mostly children under the age of 12. So now here we are, September 13th, and we're looking at in the tri-state area. Kids have started school, and you're looking to see what the percentage is of how many people are going to actually be vaccinated. Now, if you were to tell me that you had contingency plans in place where if there was, God forbid, some kind of an outbreak of COVID throughout the school system, that you could say you would have at-home online learning as kind of like a buffer until you could go back to school, yes, that would make sense. But in the New York City area, the mayor has not put that in place where there is no online learning as far as being able to say, well, we can shut the city down and just have this happening, and then you can have the kids stay at home. What needs to be done is to make sure that there are parents that are doing the best that they can for their kids, having their kids wear masks. You have to wear masks in school. Teachers now in New York City, tri-state area now, have to actually be vaccinated. The reason why something like that has happened, there was an incident where a teacher was not yes. vaccinated and had, no, had a mask on, took her mask off to read to her class. And what ended up happening, she infected 80% of the class just by taking off her mask, not knowing she had COVID, and then reading to the class. And those are the kinds of things that you want to avoid happening. So going forward, you have to make sure that the kids who are, especially under the age of 12 that are not eligible to get the vaccine, they need to be protected. So I can only imagine what you went through as a parent going through that whole entire scenario of getting them there, getting them ready, and then having that worry about what's going on afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Phil, anything like that on?
You know, when we talk about COVID, it's just mind-boggling. And I think what people need to understand is this thing is here to stay. And, yes. I mean, I've gotten the vaccine. I mean, I know the people I work with have gotten the vaccine. And here's the thing that maybe people don't understand with it. Is the vaccine a cure? It's not. If you're vaccinated and you get COVID, it just might be a mild case. And I say that. I have a friend who lives in Indianapolis. His parents live in Florida, and they were vaccinated, and they wound up getting COVID, and thanks to the vaccine, it was a mild case.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, Phil. To your point, and people seem to not understand, the vaccine is not a cure. It's helped to moderate the coronavirus. You still can get sick. Hopefully you don't die from it. That's the whole point of it, right?
That's the whole point is for it to be a mild case, like the flu shot with the flu. It's basically to keep you out of the hospital. That's what it is.
Exactly.
And, you know, and yeah. right now, and I will, you know, when we talk about the vaccines, right now I have a feeling that in the coming months that I think the Pfizer vaccine is going to be the go-to vaccine. Because yeah. I've heard about the issues with the Johnson & Johnson. There's been issues with the Moderna. And I can tell you, one of my coworkers who took the three doses of the vaccine, and the reason why she did the third dose is she was out of work for a year. And last year, she had to go down to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. She had a kidney transplant and a liver transplant. and she's done all three doses of the Pfizer vaccine, and she's doing great.
She's going to die. So in any case, where do you guys get your information from? Because you call your show The Absolute Truth. My name's Joe. I came in, and I heard this.
Hello.
Welcome
back, Joe. We miss you, Joe. And go ahead, Joe. Entertain us, then I'll give it to Brother B.
Okay. Where do you guys get your information from?
Google, the internet,
news, which specific websites do you know? Because if you're getting it from mainstream media, it'll be a good idea to take a look at the other side. I would always err on the side of caution, and traditionally vaccines have always been the case where once you got it, you weren't supposed to get what you were supposed to be protected from. Measles, chickenpox, smallpox, et cetera, polio, and all the rest. So for anybody who's saying, well, you know, if you're going to get the vaccine, you might catch it anyway, that's because you're reading the wrong information. Yes, that's what they say. The CDC says that, but it's going against medical tradition. People should actually scratch their heads and say, wait a minute here. If I'm not supposed to get chickenpox, rubella, polio, et cetera, why then with this virus, which they imply and sometimes state very strongly that it's so dangerous, it only has a 2% mortality rate. 2%. So it's not dangerous. And those people for whom it is dangerous, it's the over 65 crowd with underlying conditions. Anybody else in America, if you catch it, if you really get it, there's no such thing as COVID, by the way, the COVID-19. They're suing the CDC for misinformation because they haven't isolated it. They can't find it. There's no and these variants that are coming along, what's the newest one? There's one in India.
The Delta.
They can't find a test for it. There's no test to determine the Delta variant. So if there's no test to determine it, how the hell do they come up with this Delta variant to begin with?
Okay, so Joe, I will get back to you about that in a minute. But to Brother B, go back to your original question. Then we will go to Brother B. Go back to Joe. Brother B, how do you feel about the kids going back to school, and how's your daughter? Were you nervous a little bit, or you're okay?
Peace and salutations. Welcome back, gang.
Greetings,
I went and took the vaccine only in solidarity of my daughter because she's in Miami now, which is like the number one hot spot, I believe, in the country for this whole thing, and she needed the school. So I just went and did it. I'm not a full vaccination person. All I'm saying is that I just did it for my kids. Now, this is a thing where it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Because you're talking about a virus that you can stay home for 14 days and be okay, or you can take a shot and still get it. So I'm like, you know, to me, logically, like you can't really ask me to be, you know, logically, it doesn't make sense. Because then you're talking about how it mutates. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I got to believe half of what I hear and half of what I see sometimes. Because we know there's something going on. We know there's something that has been genetically altered or engineered. We know people have gotten sick. We know people have died.
Be careful, where you got your research from. Be careful where you got your
Hold on, wait a minute. It's not even research. It's just the fact that people I know that have got COVID. I know somebody that's vaccinated. My dad would be married. One's vaccinated, the other one isn't. So she caught COVID, and he caught it. Her symptoms, she still had it, but it wasn't as bad. Him, you know, it kind of jammed him up, but he still refuses to this day to take the vaccine because, and what's crazy is he was able to kick it. So I think a month and a half later, he was able to start tasting food again. So with that being, now he didn't die. Now could the vaccine wasn't going to prevent it, and I do agree with Joe. Vaccines are supposed to stop whatever you know, the virus is that you're supposed to get, it's supposed to shut it down. This, however, is you're taking a needle, you're still getting it, and now they want you to take a booster because now they're trying to say that the vaccine is not going to last that long. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? So every time, my problem is every time you turn around, it's something new. If you look at the start of it to present, it's always something new. So that means they do not know what's going on. And I'm not going to sit here and be your guinea pig for you to, for them to not know what's going on. And as for the children, what is sickening to me is the fact that if you know this is out there, what are you doing to really protect the children? You're not doing anything. Requiring teachers to get the vaccine doesn't mean shit, but they can still get coronavirus. So what are you really protecting them from?
Oh, okay. So I know Shambach, you itching. Take it away.
Okay. If the mindset is for the teachers, like you, like what you said, Brother B, as far as if people are still getting sick and they're unvaccinated and they're teaching in the school system where they're around the kids, who, as we've seen, initially early last year when they talked about how the young have a better tolerance when it comes to COVID, they weren't getting as sick, and we're starting to see that that's not the case, especially now. When it comes to just the mindset overall of vaccines, we know that vaccines are not a 100% cure-all for anything. We know that. There are breakthrough cases with people that get shots from vaccines at all. The thing is to make sure that you are as protected as you possibly can so that, as we stated, mitigating infection, lowering the infection rates. Kids under that age group that can't get vaccinated are initially more vulnerable in that sense. Now, what we've seen in the last few months, since about February or March, is that we're seeing an anger and a vitriol that people have towards people that are trying to think about those same kids about, well, let's make sure that at least if they're going to go to school, especially in places where the virus is in high concentration of infection, because a lot of places, especially in the South, that have low vaccination rates, for a lot of the reasons that Joe has talked about, a lot of people don't trust in getting the vaccine. Some people are still in the mindset of, why do I need to take this needle? Why do I need to take this vaccine? So you're going to have on one side the parents that are looking at their kids and saying, we need to get them protected as much as possible. Then you have others who are on the side of, it's my choice not to take this needle, it's my choice not to take this vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But
this is
Black,
one of the reasons why it's, yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question? I remember maybe 2 months ago, maybe 2 to 3 months ago, there was a quick little, I guess it was like a quick outburst of people getting angry at people who were vaccinated because they were saying that the vaccinated people were giving COVID to other people.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
It was not COVID. It was shedding of trions of a protein replicate.
So my thing is, what do you think about
that? Science in that.
Well, I'm just saying, my whole thing is, and I get, listen, I'm not disagreeing with anyone, but my whole thing is, I'm just trying to look at this logically. Where does it make sense? Because if you were blaming people who are vaccinated, saying that they're giving people who are unvaccinated the virus, but then you're telling us to get vaccinated, where are you making sense at? Like, you know, where's the real protection at? You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm trying to, you know, find a medium here, because how do you want people to keep going to get the needle, but you're telling them if they take it, they're not going to be protected, and it's impossible to give it to someone else. So if you're a teacher who's been vaccinated and you turn around and catch it, do you still go quarantine? Or what happens if you still give it to the kids? Like, what real purpose do it serve?
And that's a problem. Too many questions, not enough answers. And nobody don't know the answers fully about that. That's
the scariest
part
about the whole, the scariest part of the infection is that 40% of the people that get the virus, are asymptomatic. That's the part of the problem.
Okay.
Where you have people that are, let's just say you have been vaccinated and you get COVID. There are, in a lot of cases, instances where you may get COVID and you won't even know that you have it. So this is the reason why the extra precautions are needed to be taken. If it wasn't for that whole asymptomatic part of this, you know how you could go ahead and say, okay, this person has got a really bad cold. I know what to do to try to avoid getting the cold. Stay away from me, cover your mouth, cough into your arm, and leave me alone. You can kind of gear up for that. You can't gear up for something that you don't know about if you don't even know the person that's around you is sick. Or you don't know if that person has done anything in that sense to protect themselves, or what they've done prior to you being around them has precluded them to getting sick in the first place. And that's the scariest part of this whole thing.
Okay, I have to give the K-Dog, because he's been waiting for a while. K-Dog, talk quickly.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Good evening, everybody. The thing with this, with the vaccines, it's like, I feel that it's being forced upon people, because as I look at what happened today, see, I got vaccinated because I had to, because according to my job, you have to get it. You have to. And the sad part about it is that today, the first day of school, and, you know, they're saying, oh, the kids that are 12 and above, could get vaccinated, but what about the little kids, the kids under 12? This is where the problem lies, because in other states, like we talked about, like I heard you guys mention the teacher in California who pulled down her mask and was reading to the kids and ended up spreading it around. Like yesterday, I was having a conversation with my niece in California, and she said that there are some schools that had to roll everything back. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. If you hear thunder in the background, that's really a thunder in the background.
Yeah, it's a thunderstorm outside. We're in the middle of a thunderstorm here in Brooklyn. Man, and it's coming down.
That is loud.
It is.
You know what? That's Lady T. So that's Lady T right now being upset with his topic right now because she's drained.
Yeah, you know she was drained.
Exactly.
Lady T was always drained with it. Yes, she was. She was always drained.
But in all seriousness,
it's about the little children. Now, you're saying, okay, some people believe that, the COVID is gone, like this pandemic is dead. I'm like, really? Really? Really, if it's dead, then how come people are still being hospitalized? And how come people are still dying from it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
This thing is not old,
Joe. When it's my turn.
No, Joe, I'm about to go to your turn right now. And, Joe, while you make your statement, is it fair right now to have companies of 100 and over to make the employees get the vaccine?
No. Let me give you guys a little bit of an historical perspective. Tuskegee, Rosewood, Tulsa, slavery, Jim Crow. What do they have all in connection? We all know. It's about oppression, not just about black people, but about blacks, whites, Hispanics, and Chinese Americans now. This whole shit is just that. Yeah, you can take a look at both sides, do the research from both sides, and then you have to scratch your head like Brother B was saying. First off, Brother B, you said, you couldn't be logical. You are being logical if you're confused, because you're seeing the left and you're seeing the right. Now, which one has more credibility? Now, I'll take the side that errors in caution, also buttressed by, for one thing, a guy named Dr. Boyles, who used to work in the government in the bioweapons division. He said, when COVID came out last year, it was a bioweapon. Two defectors, two whistleblowers from Pfizer, high up, said that this vaccine, so-called vaccine, is dangerous. Other virologists have said, by taking a look at it on the electron microscope, it's dangerous. Also, it's been shown that people, doctors and hospitals, have been given incentives to label any disease as COVID, even if it's even if you've got gangrene, it's COVID. If you die of diabetes, you get paid how much? Something like $60,000 to label it. The cause of death as being COVID. So the doctors are being incentivized to do this. And in California, one doctor who became a whistleblower said that the CDC came to him and told him, if you exempt more than five people from getting the vaccine, we are going to review your license, which is code for you no longer will be a doctor. So in other words, there's a conspiracy there to kill people. It's been underway for a while.
So let me ask you something, Joe.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I'm on board with you. Why do you think, what's interesting is how is it not safe for children, but it's supposed to be safe for adults?
Oh, COVID
what's
doesn't affect
what's anybody's
kids.
Take on that?
COVID
huh?
doesn't affect kids. See, COVID
oh, yeah, because,
how?
Because the kids are too young to get it, to get the effect of the so-called COVID. What this COVID is a precursor to have everybody take the vaccine. The vaccine is the killer. The COVID is nothing more than, even if it, I don't even think it reaches the stage of the dangers of a flu.
Absolutely.
Okay? So
absolutely.
COVID, look, they came out last year saying it's a 2% mortality rate. They haven't changed that. If it's 2% mortality rate, it is not worth the lockdowns.
Oh.
It is not
oh.
worth all
Hello,
of
Joe?
This mess.
Hold on, Joe.
Yeah.
Hold on, Joe. I have to give it to Big Red. The lady's in the house now. And when she's talking,
oh,
we all have to bow down and listen.
Yeah, that's right, Big Red.
Right.
Take it away, Big
that's
Red.
That's right. The queen of the Cougar Queen is here.
Cougar Lord. Oh, my gosh.
That's right. That's a nice name. I like that, the Cougar Queen. But anyway,
oh,
how y'all doing tonight?
Man.
Okay.
Hanging in there.
Big Red.
Yeah.
Big
yes?
Red is a new season, same old topics, unfortunately.
Oh, okay,
is the school,
yeah.
Do you think the school is ready to be open up with the kids with this COVID cases going on? And do
you
think the work?
Hell no. Nope. Go ahead.
So basically, we all talk about the corona still. Why are we still in this craziness if the school's not ready? So why do we put our kids in danger if
blame the
we're
government.
Not ready?
Absolutely. I said the same thing. I don't understand why they even opened up.
It's the government.
It's like right. It's not. It's about money. That's what I'm saying. This
big
whole
time.
Thing. It's not about people. They don't care about people. They don't care about humans. We have become a society, especially with the workplace and everything else. They don't care about people because guess what? You can die on the job today, tomorrow. No, they're gonna throw so somebody right in your seat to replace you. So,
listen,
no, I don't
Big
think
Red,
they should open
Big
the school at all.
Big Red talking all that junk. Big Red talking all that junk, but if she had two kids that were school age, she'd be rushing to send their asses back. That's what it's really about.
And that's the sad thing about it. And you know what? That's the sad thing about it. You have a lot of people that are like, oh, go to school. No, I'm sending you to school anyway.
Because
now
they don't know
you
how to
had
teach
your
their
kid
own
kids. Right. Not only that, but they had their kids. They had their kid at home for a whole year and a half, and they sick of them. And then, you know, I'm not going to say, but like, not just those, but then a lot of them had issues with, like, you know, like child care issues. That's another messed up thing about it because a lot of people had child care issues. Like I said, if a person has to work, they gotta work. But guess what? If they have two or three small kids, who's watching the children?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Man.
To be honest with everyone, I'm not going to argue too much because I kind of like agree, and I can't believe I'm saying this.
I see Joel's point of view for once tonight. So, but don't take this too well, Joe. I still disagree with you at some point. So, you know, but I just find it crazy. Bottom line is, we're in a world right now that we have vaccinated people versus unvaccinated people right now. Mm-hmm. Then we do, then we don't. This pandemic is here to stay. Basically, how can we move forward if people are not being responsible? Like, I believe Brother B's statement. You know what? We still don't know everything about the vaccine. We are, most of us are really guinea pigs. We are experimenting.
Yes, we are.
To see what's work. Cool. But why are there, like I tell Sean every day, why there are so selfish people out there who are not taking the pandemic seriously and just living their life and just basically, you know, don't give a damn. You know, not wearing a mask, not washing their hands, not caring at all.
Because,
in
other words, more about symbiosis, as you always heard me say.
Because they spent a year in the house locked up. Do you notice how people are right now after being locked in the house?
Oh, Brother Bean.
There's a lot of, it's not just domestic violence that's going up. A lot of people weren't psychologically sound before the quarantine. So what do you think they are now that they had to be quarantined? Another thing is if you really look at it, there are other people, there are people out there that can be alone and people that can't.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that were forced to be in this, like, quarantine and be away from people. And some people can't handle being back out into the world. That's why you got a lot of people out on the road driving crazy. You got people out here with no mask on because they're just, like, free. You know, and they don't know how to act. But what can you really tell them if we're supposed to have some type of freedom and live it? What are you supposed to tell them?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Phil, anything like that on before we move to our next topic?
You know, as far as with the whole thing, I mean, you guys know who I work for. I work for Walmart, and you know, they recently, you know, all the employees got to wear masks. And another thing I do want to say with the shedding, I took the Pfizer vaccine, and I can tell you offhand, I would like to see the science with this shedding. And the reason why I say that, if I was shedding the virus, my brother who is not vaccinated would be infected. The people I work with would probably be infected. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I want to see the science with this shedding, because I think that's just BS. I have a friend that's a nurse.
Well, you can go on YouTube and you can find people who have been, pregnant women in particular, have been the result of the shedding. They're the ones who are the
catastrophe. What is shedding? What is shedding?
Shedding means when you get the vaccine, you have a protein replicated inside your body. So the protein replicate, they call it trions. They pierce your skin and they contaminate somebody else. Shedding is also part of some other...
Wait. What starts?
When did that happen? I'm confused now. What is that?
The shedding that you're talking about is when the virus within the nostrils, after you get infected, start to replicate and come out through breathing, through droplets. That's what the shedding is.
That's not what I'm talking
when
about.
When people... Wow. So then what are you talking about then?
That's what I said.
Uh-oh.
Protein replicates being shed, being replicated in your body, shedding through your skin, coming into contact with other people.
Okay.
Not the nasal droplets. I'm not talking, that's not shedding, that's just flooding the crap.
All right. Okay. I've never heard, Phil, have you heard of that, Phil?
You know where I hear of all this? My sister, she goes on TikTok, and this is where I hear with all this shedding crap.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You're getting your information from TikTok? Then there's something.
I have been fighting with my sister about this. I'm like, don't believe everything you hear on TikTok. I mean, my dad's ex-wife, their mother, her and her husband got the vaccine. They're not going to... My parents.
24,000 people died from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you guys still want to believe in it, that's fine. But the thing is, when the FDA has always, always, always traditionally been searching for a vaccine, if the vaccine has had deaths during their clinical trial, let's say 20 in one particular case, 55 in another, They have disbanded, abandoned, and gotten rid of that particular trial, that particular vaccine, and went ahead and did something brand new. Why then, after a few thousand, 24,000 deaths, they're still allowing this, and they're telling us different stories all the time. Don't put on your mask, it's not safe, it is safe. Get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine, it's not a problem, but if you do get the vaccine, it's going to shed. No, it won't shed, but get the vaccine anyway because you might shed.
Okay, wait a minute. So wait a minute, because this is the first time I've ever hearing it. So it says viral shedding is an indication that your body is infected with COVID-19. All right, when did this, like I said, when were they going to, like, tell people this? Like, why do I have to hear stuff like this word of mouth? Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, do you shed when you get a cold? Like, what the hell? Like,
Joe said, there's something new every day with this. That's what's throwing a lot of people off. That's what's throwing a lot of people off with this, because something new comes out every day.
Something new comes out every day when somebody like me tells you. Otherwise, it's mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox. That's where everybody gets their news, and they don't do the research, and I can't blame them because everybody believes academia, your parents, your grandparents.
Well, you know what's the sad part is?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what it is. When you have doctors sitting there every day coming up with something different, they it's like you're changing the story. One minute they're saying this, next minute they're saying this. So you can't do research.
You can't do research.
That's the sad part about it, because they have these quote-unquote experts that come out and tell you something, and it's like, really? Really? And I'm like, man, you know, it's mind-boggling.
Sean's my expert. I go up to him for medical advice, but he's my doctor all the time. But besides that, Big Red, I have a story for you. I texted you, Brother B, Sean, and K-Dog about this, so Joe just listening, and Phil. There was a story online about a woman that wanted to go beat up her sister that was at a job interview. Yes, her sister was at a job interview, basically getting interviewed, and her sister came in and beat the crap out of her at the job site because she found out that her sister that was getting interviewed was sleeping with her husband. Now, Big Red.
Oh, wow.
If you found out your sister was sleeping with me and she was going for a job interview, A, will you go up to a job interview and beat the crap out of her? Or two, basically, how you handle this type of situation?
No, I want to go up. Now, that's a bit much. Like, why would you? Now, I'll say this. It depends on the type of relation that she has with her sister, or it depends on her as a person. Now, sometimes when somebody's been raised and it doesn't matter who it is, you know, people act on, especially women, we act on our emotions. Now, once again, she slept with her husband, and that's her sister. So once again, that's supposed to be your family. So it's like, why would you do something like that to me? And like I said, depending on whatever type of relation that they have as sisters, because once again, as I always say, and from my own experience, just because you are blood related doesn't mean that that person likes you, or, you know, you and that person like each other. That doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as going up to... Mm-hmm.
No, for the record, we really don't know the whole story about this situation.
Right,
absolutely. That went viral.
Right.
So we don't know what happened,
Right, absolutely. You, like I said, you don't know what kind of relation they have. You don't know, you know, you don't know what happened. But as far as, like, going up to a job, I'm not doing all of that. My thing is, if it got to that point where that happens, I'll just, like, both people would not be, you know, like, the husband, I'll just have to let them know, like, bro, listen, we can't do this anymore. Sis, like, nah, I think we kind of done in relation. Like, the only time I want to, you know, have anything to do with you or even think about anything to do with you is, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say this, I mean, you know, when you pass away, that's the only time I want to know about you. But otherwise than that, nah, we good. Because it's just, because the trust, you know, because the trust is broken, right? Why are you laughing?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, like the trust is broken. You're stupid. The trust, you know, it's like the trust has been broken. Like I said, even if, you know, a friend doing something like that is bad as well. But, I mean, that's a friend. But that's your own, again, it's your own blood. And then this man, you supposed to be my husband. Like, please don't tell me that people, like, I don't want to hear, oh, she seduced me. You a dummy jacket. What the hell do you mean she seduced you? You stupid. What are you talking about?
So, all right. I mean, one thing I'm not know the situation, who do you think is more wrong? The husband that sleeps with the sister? Or the sister?
You asking me?
Yes. Who do you think is more
okay.
wrong?
They both in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think they both in the wrong because, like I said, you know that's your sister's husband. You know that's your sister's sister-in-law. You know that. And that's your brother-in-law. Like, really? Now, they may have had tonight once again. We don't know the whole, it's like you said, we don't know the whole full story. They might have had a little attraction to each other, and then, you know, people ain't picking up on it, or maybe, you know, the sister knew it was something, but maybe, you know, didn't want to say nothing, because, you know, sometimes some people, you know, they just, you know, some oblivious stuff. But it's like, you know what's going on. So I think they were both going along with that.
Good going. I congratulate
her. Go ahead, Joe.
That's her sister. Like Big Red, that's not a friend. She should also take a frying pan to her husband. Because you're not supposed to cheat on your spouse. No husband and no wife's supposed to cheat on your spouse. And if you're going to do it in your family, that's an insult. That's a slap in the face. The woman who beat up her sister, I say more power to you.
But see, Joe, I'll say this. See, that's the thing with women. See, I don't know about too much with the men part, but with women, that's the problem. We go. That's the first thing we go for. Is the other person instead of going for just like you said, the husband. No,
okay.
Like, bro, you had something to do with that too. So I can't go into her, but then you made that conscious choice or decision to do what you did.
True, Big Red. So why? That's my next question. Why is that? Why you will go after the woman compared to the guy?
Because I think, like I said, women, we go on emotion. Like, we work on our emotions. Like, y'all all know women are emotions. So we work on our emotions. Like I said, I just think it's more of, if that's what it is. We go off of our emotions. So the first thing I'm going for, the first thing I'm going for is the woman. I'm not going to say nothing to my man because guess what? I want to keep him around. Even though that you have some women, even though he may have cheated on me maybe several times, maybe one time, whatever, but I want to keep him. So you know what? I'm going to go after the woman. I'm going to go after her because I'm going to keep my man. I'm going to try to keep my man, not knowing that sucker going to go out and do after things die down. He's going to go right back to that woman or whatever. So it's like you playing yourself.
And go ahead, Brother B. Are you still thinking about that now, Brother B?
All I can say is they should have just did a mud fight. I mean, that would have made it more exciting. I mean, listen.
You know what a mud fight is?
I did with no purpose. Yeah. We're going to fight like that. You know, get it in. Get the job. It's stupid. It's stupid. It's really stupid. I mean, you go up to a boss, okay, so she's in the middle of an interview and you want to go up there and mess it up for her and she not get the job and what? You get yourself locked up for what?
Mm-hmm.
Because your husband, who you probably already knew, was stepping out on you, but you want to get mad at
absolutely.
Now, I can get it. That's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
So you would figure, you know, your sister wouldn't do something slimy like that. A chick in the street, because they don't know you. But, of course, emotions ran high because that the sister. But at the same time, the husband ain't crap either. Because if you're going to sleep with your sister, what does that really say about you? So she should have whipped both their asses. She should have waited until they were both somewhere together and whipped both their asses at the same time. Or throw, like, a pot of grits on them.
Kato, go ahead. We got 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Listen, both of them done messed up, all right? Now, cheating is wrong by all means. The husband was wrong, and the sister was wrong. That's your sister. And first off, man, that's mad grimy because that's your sister's husband. How the hell is it Yo, you got to be really out of your damn mind. I mean, what the hell were you thinking? What, you thinking with your other brain or something? Come on, man. Seriously?
Well, he was thinking with his other brain, that's for sure.
Yeah, you stupid.
But, all right, and Sean Black?
I think this is borderline soap opera stuff.
I think when we
take a look at the mindset that goes on with people in relationships, etc. So I think if, like you said, we don't know everything about the situation. We don't know if this was a one-time thing. We don't know if they had a tryst before they got married and then they started it up again. We don't know. Whatever is the case. But to Joe's point, they're married. There is supposed to be a boundary and limit to whatever you do. And if you go ahead and do something like that, especially if you're married and especially if this is your sibling, your family, your blood, there's a special place in hell for people that, you know, are cheating on their spouse with that person's sister or that person's brother or that person's mother or father or whatever Maury Povich-style thing that is. Because
you know what,
what we're starting to see now is that this kind of thing is happening much more often. I wouldn't say much more often. I think it's just getting caught on camera more because of the pandemic, because of people being inside. So a lot of these things are starting to showcase themselves now, and people are online and recording it on their cameras and putting it up on the internet and making sure that people know what's going on. Problem is, does anybody really know what a boundary is? And I think that's the toughest part, because it's actually more shameful. It's more shameful to deny the truth than it is to run from a lie. And I think more people are trying to run from the lie until they get busted for the truth.
Well, that's one thing I noticed. We would cheat and cheat and cheat until we get caught. Then we go and like surprise, like, how do you know? How do you know? And if Lacey was here right now, she would say this: all you men are the same. You're a bunch of cheaters. You're full of it. All that good stuff. But, Brother B, anything happening for tomorrow night on the menu?
Yeah, but I have no idea yet. I haven't come up with a topic.
Oh.
You got one for me?
Please don't talk
about cheating.
I got a few for you, but you know what? I got to talk to my associate, Big Red, but, you know, she controls everything, you know. She's a queen now, you know.
Right.
But,
queen.
Let me know something. So I'll post it for tomorrow. Because I'm just...
How are you?
I got a hectic work week these next 2 weeks, so my brain is up. You know, I'm slow-mo.
Well, you hear it. Well, you hear it here. Brother B with Big Red with a menu. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, I'm assuming.
Yes,
9 o'clock.
Okay. Joe was supposed to tell me about something. He was supposed to talk about a topic now. Joe, if you got to hit me up on Facebook or something, drop some info on the menu page.
Thanks so much for part one of our show. Like I said, tomorrow night is the menu. And Wednesday night, Sean Black and I and a few others will be right back with part two of That's the Truth, because it's been a long time. There's so many topics we have not touched yet because this pandemic is taking too much of our time. We don't know what to do with ourselves.
We haven't even talked about the weather infrastructure of what happened between the two storms that hit us within the last month and all of the other craziness that's been going on.
Yeah, we got another storm coming. Right.
The big storm is coming. Big Red was getting started with those storms. But, guys, thank you so much. Like I said, this show was an honor, Lady T. We miss you. Rest in peace. Thank you for looking out for us, as always.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much, as always, again. You know, tomorrow night, like I said, on this note,
I know the perfect way to end this. The pleasure was all hers. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Take care.
Lady T.
Good night, guys. Thank you so much. Good night, guys.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Enjoy
your week.
Stay safe.
Be safe.
too. And no shedding. No shedding.